a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. To be able to lay down on last night and to be awakened this morning, to come to study the Word of God, to sing praises unto Him. We have many, many, as you are noticing now, lazy people, a lazy person. A lazy person is a person that would much rather be at home right now, laying in the bed. Or maybe even saying, well, I'm not going to stay home and lay in the bed, but I'm going to go and I'm going to assemble together with the saints, and I am going to just go to sleep in the assembly. Just lazy for no good reason. I know that summer is over for the children and they are back in school. Their time of being lazy is over. They have to get up early in the morning. Some have to get up earlier than others. And there's some parents that have to get them up in order to go to school. So we have to reprogram our minds. To get up early on Monday mornings, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. You expect me to get up early on a Saturday morning? That's a day to relax. A day to get up when I feel like getting up and to go and to work in the yard or go and visit some people or go to eat somewhere just to go back home and get back into bed. In a sense, you're lazy then as well. But then Sunday, you expect me to get up on a Sunday when there's really not a ball game on as early as you expect me to get up to come or to go and worship God? And even if I get up and come to worship or go to worship, you want me to do something. Oh, please, no. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get up. Leave me alone. You know, that's what you do. You know, you don't want to be bothered, so you pull the covers back over your head. You reach over and you turn the alarm clock off before you ever went to bed on Saturday night. And if your phone happened to ring, you ignore it. You toss it somewhere because you don't want it to bother you. I want you to realize something this morning, that it wasn't your spouse, it wasn't your children, it wasn't your alarm clock, it wasn't your phone ringing that was trying to get your attention this morning to wake you up. It was God. It was God, the one that gave us the activity of our limbs, the one that allowed us to be in our right minds. To focus on what He wants us to do, we need to look at those things and we need to examine them and we need to answer Him when He calls us. In Proverbs 18:9, the Bible is clear reference to a lazy person. No, nobody in here want to be called lazy or no one in here like to be called lazy. And there are those times where you can call me lazy and I can say, you can call me what you want to. I'm still going to do what I want to do. But there are some that if you call them lazy, you need to be ready to explain to them why you're calling them lazy. Because they will say, I go to work every day. I do this, I do that. That doesn't mean that you are not lazy. There's some people that go to work and don't do anything. They're just lazy. And there are some that go to work and don't have to do anything. And the next man may call them, and there he goes laughing. Some people may call them lazy, but that's what they do when they go to work. They don't have to do anything. And that's okay. Everybody needs a job like that from time to time. But Proverbs 18:9, and I don't know why he thought maybe I was talking about him. But anyway, Proverbs 18:9, whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. Listen to that again. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. You say, well, I didn't tear that down. You're right. You didn't tear it down. You didn't tear it up, but you didn't do anything to build it up. You're a brother to that person that tore it up, and you're going to sit there and you're just going to look at it, and hopefully it'll put itself back together. How many times have you walked by a piece of paper and didn't stop and pick it up? And you say, I'm not the one that threw it down there. You know, I'm just waiting on that man to come back. When he ride past the pink house and I hear this can hit the ground, I say, hey, come back here. I'm just waiting on him to come back. And when he come back, he's going to say, were you hollering at me? I'm going to say, yes, I was hollering at you. You threw that can down. Pick it up. Do like I do. Let it stay in your car. And when you get out, you know, every now and then, take a little trash with you. Anita's looking at me like, I'm the one that tells you to get the trash out of the car. I want you to understand something. When you destroy something that someone else has built up, then you're just a sorry person. You're a lazy person. And when you're not doing anything to help build anything up, you're a sorry person. You're a lazy person. Again, you may get offended this morning. It's not me. It's God's word. And what we have to do is we have to look at God's word and we have to say, God, will you help me change? You know what he'll do? He'll do what he's always done. He's going to leave his word the same. You look deep into the treasure of my word and you'll find the change that you need to make and make those changes before it is too late. A lazy person. To be idle or inactive, lazy, is the same as being destructive or wasteful. Destructive or wasteful. We can look at that ladder there, the destructive part and the wasteful part, and we can tell people that, and you can go and look at this other, and you can say, well, is it really the same? Being destructive, is it the same as being inactive? Yes, it's the same. We have to look at it, and we have to examine it, and we have to say, well, which one am I? Hopefully, you're saying neither. You're productive. You're always doing something. I was talking to someone the other day, and they was making reference to having somebody do something. And you say, you don't want that person that's not doing anything to do anything, right? You want that person that's doing something to ask them to do something else. Because the person that's not doing anything, he don't want to do anything. But we cannot be idle. We cannot be inactive. We cannot be lazy. We cannot destroy things. We cannot be wasteful. Just because you didn't buy it doesn't mean that you have to waste it. We need to understand that. Looking at it and examining it from the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. I don't know why you came this morning. This may not be what you want to hear. But this is what you're going to get. It is God's word talking to people that are lazy. Talking to people that don't want to work. And you've got some people out there that have two or three jobs. Two or three jobs. Trying to make ends meet. Then there's that person that doesn't have a job, period. But want all their ends to meet and all the things that they want. They want those things to come together. You got to refocus. You have to be busy. You have to be doing something. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like an armed man. How long are you going to sleep? You ever call that person, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sleeping. What time are you getting up? Oh, I don't know. My nephew, many years ago, I believe he had just graduated high school, his first summer, had a job, but he really didn't understand the importance of working. He would go in the bathroom and go to sleep. My sister would say, will you talk to your nephew? I talked to him. I don't know if it's going to do any good. Called the house a little bit later, and I said, hey, what are you doing, Adrian? He said, I'm doing nothing. And he said, when I finish this nothing, I'm going to do some more nothing. The young man's successful today. But he enjoyed that time of doing nothing. But he understands the importance of working now. He understands the importance of a family and doing the things that are right. And I want us to understand that, as the Bible says, consider the ant. Have you ever looked at those ants, how busy they are? And as children, this is what we did. Man, look at those ants. And we would step on them. Those ants were about their business. They weren't bothering anybody. You can learn from them. You can learn from them. You ever had that little ant form? Some of you say, yes, y'all had it. Have you ever broke that ant form? Watch how those ants scatter. Break something that, or a place where a lazy person is living, and watch how they scatter. Watch how they scatter in order to go and to regroup somewhere else just to do nothing, but not the ant. The ant would scatter and they would collect themselves together, and then they would continue to build up. Build up. We need to consider the ant. We need to quit being lazy. And we need to start doing things that will be pleasing in the sight of God. The things that will help others. The things that will help us to be better Christians. To be better servants in the eyes of God. In Proverbs chapter 10 and the verse is 4. Proverbs chapter 10 and the verse is 4. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. You're not doing anything and you wonder why you don't have. Right there. I'm hungry. Well, why are you hungry? I don't have any food. Why do you not have any food? Don't have any money. Why do you don't have any money? Don't have a job. Don't want to go to work. Don't want to do anything. I thought about this. Now, some of y'all that live here on the West End, if y'all ever see me out there, I want to make sure that you give me that dollar. I'm going to make a sign and I'm going to say, I don't need a job. I'm just lazy. Could you please give me a dollar? You know what some people would do? They'll say, man, he's a polite beggar. I'm going to give him a dollar because he said please. But Mark, what would you do? Would you give me a dollar if you saw me out there? Brother, are you? Man shook his head no. Will any of y'all give me a dollar? Somebody in here give me a dollar, I'm sure. Give me a dollar just to get off the corner. You know why? Because y'all don't want a West End to have a bad name. So somebody, Brother Shelton, will give me a dollar. Who said no? Anyway, Proverbs chapter 12 and the verses 11. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread. That's why I have tomatoes growing. I don't have to ask you for a dollar. I can have my own tomatoes. I can eat my own food. Look what the Bible says again. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread. But he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense. I guess that would be me lacking sense if I followed that pursuit of putting up, having that sign and going out there on that corner. Well, I feel if you give this man a dollar that has plenty of money in his pocket, and you know he has plenty of money in his pocket, but you just giving your money away because you say that's what God wants you to do, that's a lie. That's a lie. God don't want you to give a man that has plenty something else. He wants you to help out the man that does not have, the man that's in need. That's who God wants us to help. What does the Bible say? You know, as you have therefore opportunity, you do good unto all men, especially those in the household of faith. In Ephesians chapter 6 and the verses 10. But here, the Solomon is writing and he's telling the people, the one that goes out there and works his land, he will have plenty of bread. He will have what he needs in order to give to his family, to provide for his family, not only to provide for his family, but able to help the next man out. We need to look at it. We need to examine it. We need to ask ourselves, am I lazy? Am I lazy? Or am I one that's going to be able to provide for my family? But he who lacks, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks wisdom or lacks sense. Get rich quick schemes. That's that man that's following after those worthless things in life. He don't have any sense. Don't you know that man failed doing that? Oh, just because he failed doesn't mean I'm going to fail. I may be the one that's going to make millions. You may not be the one that's going to make millions. Go out there and find something that's going to profit you and your family and do those things before it is too late. In verse 24, the hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. Yeah, you ever wanted to be the boss? You have to do something to be the boss. You have to put forth effort to be the boss, to be the one to be able to sit down and tell others what to do. You have to be that person that's willing to make the sacrifices in life and say, I'm going to better myself, and I'm not going to be the one that everyone is going to always say, you need to get out there, you need to do this, and you need to do that. You know, you don't always want to be that person. There's nothing wrong with digging a ditch. Ditch diggers make a lot of money. Street sweepers make a lot of money. Back in the day, over in Korea, the street sweepers actually get out there with a broom before daylight and sweep the streets. When you go home at night and you look, you say, man, look at all this trash. You go out there the next morning, you say, what happened to it? Somebody got out there and they cleaned it up. Ditch diggers, they don't have to get out there with a shovel and dig ditches anymore. They have these machines that you have to be, you know, trained on to operate to dig ditches. But forced labor, there are some things that we just don't want to do, some back-breaking things that we just don't want to do. But you know who those jobs are for? A lot of times, it's for the lazy person. They put that person on this job, and it's really not, if it don't get done, it's no big deal. We know that he's lazy. We know this. A shovel is a fool's tool. It's not going to work any harder than you work, but it needs to work. It needs to work in order to move up, to be the one that is ruling, telling others what to do. Proverbs chapter 19 and the verse is 15. Proverbs chapter 19 and the verse is 15. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. I can't stress the importance of this one enough. Too hungry to get up or too lazy to get up and eat. You know, you ever heard that old saying, what kind of dog is that? He's a sooner. He'll sooner sleep than eat. That's what some people are. Too lazy to get up and cook. Too lazy when food is cooked. Too lazy to get up and eat. Just lazy for no reason. Lazy. And an idle person will suffer hunger. They want to sleep. What you doing? Oh, I'm just laying here. What? Why are you laying there? I'm hungry. Why don't you get up and get something to eat? I'm just too tired to get up. Is there a problem with that? Some people don't see it as being a problem. I see it as being a problem. You have a cabinet full of food, but yet you're hungry because you don't want to eat what's there. You're too lazy to put together a meal. Or you just lay there until somebody come home and cook for you, and then you ask them, could you bring it to me because I had a rough day? You had a what? How did you have a rough day? You just don't know how hard it was to stay in that bed. Tim, Chris, Justin, and Dante, they all alike in a sense. They can sleep till 1 o'clock but still think that they're supposed to get 3 meals a day. Is this breakfast? No, this is lunch. I miss breakfast. You slept through breakfast. That's what we used to have to tell Tim and Chris. Have to tell Dante and Justin the same thing. When it was summertime, I let them sleep as long as they want to. I didn't care. I didn't have to cook breakfast. I wasn't lazy. I ate mine. You missed yours. You can't make it up. I don't care what you say. A lazy person misses out on a lot. Misses out on a lot. Have you ever seen those people that you know, I want something, but it's just too far to go get it. And it's just in the next room. Just in the next room. I want us to understand the importance of getting up, doing the things that God would have us to do. Look at Proverbs 23, verse 21. 23, verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. Clothe them with rags. Is that the best you have? It's the best I have. Why? I can't do any better. I can't find myself. I can't just get a grip on myself, get myself together to do any better. Each one of us can do better than what we do. I don't care how much you do for anybody. You can always do more. Somebody somewhere can look at you and say that you're lazy in a sense. Whereas you know that you're doing your very best, but they may say you're not doing your very best. If God says that you are, then you are. But if His word points out that you have been laying around too long, quit laying around, get up, get busy, and provide for your families. We need to understand this. Fill your bellies with what you make. Fill your bellies with the money that you go out there and you earn. You're able to provide for your families. Do what's right before God. Do not be lazy. Do not be lazy. Idleness breeds trouble, the Bible teaches us. Idleness breeds trouble. You know, somebody say, you know, idle mind is the devil's workshop. You ever heard that? You know, because if your mind is idle, it drifts everywhere. What can I do later? Possibly nothing, because you're too lazy to do anything. Some people are too lazy to formulate a thought. We need to understand God's word. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11 and 12. And to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs, to work with your hands as we instructed you. Why are we to work with our hands? So that you may walk properly before others or outsiders and be dependent on no one. Be dependent on no one. I picked up the phone many a times. Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I need that. You know what Daddy would tell me from time to time? I can't help you. You know, when first time Daddy ever told me that, I was mad at Daddy. I was upset. I said, you mean to tell me? I hadn't heard him raise my voice. You know what he did? My daddy wasn't a lazy person, but you know what he did? He just laid there. Like, this boy must be crazy. I bet you that was what was going through his mind. My daddy could have very well got up and beat me down. I was grown, but he was my daddy. But he didn't. He just ignored me. He taught me a lot by telling me, no, I am not going to do that. Understanding once again that when you go out there and you mind your own business and you work, you try to live peacefully among others, you get out there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you're walking before others and people are looking at you and they're admiring what you're doing, and they say, you know, I just want to know, I just want to tell you that you're doing a good job. Why? Because you are able to provide for your family. You don't have to ask anybody for anything. That's a great feeling. That's what Paul is telling the church of Thessalonica here. Feel good about yourself because you're doing what God wants you to do. There's not a whole lot of people can say that. But on the other hand, there is a lot of people that can say it. We have people that have their own businesses. They want to provide for their family. They're doing what's right. We have people that are working for others. They're the boss. and people are looking at them and they say, man, I want your job. A lot of times we want the next man's job. We can't handle his job because we cannot do what we're supposed to in order to have that job. We all need to work. We all need to work. I was looking at a man working yesterday. He was throwing limbs. This is how he was throwing limbs. He had one hand in his pocket, he was picking up a limb and he was throwing it over there. He'll pick up another limb and he'll throw it over there. And I said, man, you working hard. And he said, you know what? He said, I volunteered for this. He said, I'm not volunteering no more. I'm not volunteering no more. I don't blame him. I wouldn't volunteer no more either if I didn't want to do it. He did not want to do that job. And later on, Tim said, man, I could have done that. And I'm not talking about walking around with his hands in his pocket. He's talking about he could have picked up those limbs with two hands. And they had to call somebody else in to pick up the limbs and get that trailer loaded. But I want us to understand that if we do not work and we do not have, the only person to blame is self. That's the only person to blame. You know, when people get mad at you when you pass by them and they got that sign, say, I will work for food, and you tell them, come on, I got some work for you to do. And they say, no, I just want you to give me money. Well, why come you just didn't ask for money in the first place instead of saying, I work for food? What you are is you're a liar. You really don't want to work. You just want somebody to give you something. The Bible does not tell us we just have to give people things. Somebody has to be in a position where they need something in order for us to help them. If you're able to work, get out and work. In that man that stands out there, no offense to any disabled vet in here, but for that man to get out there with that sign to say, I'm a disabled vet. Okay, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? Do you have a Purple Heart? You want me to get out the Medal of Honor? You want me to get out and salute you? Or you own 100% disability? Do you have two hands? Do you have two feet? You stand out there holding that sign all day long. You know what? Walmart hires greeters. You know what those greeters do? They're standing there all day long, just like that man with that sign out there in that corner, greeting people. Greeting people. They don't have to get mad at anybody. And you know what Walmart has done for them? They give them a chair to sit in. Can you do that? Go fill out the application. Tell them, I'm a disabled vet. I need a job. I don't want to sit on the corner. Hopefully they'll hire you. I'm not going to guarantee that they're going to hire you. But hopefully they'll hire you because you are dedicated. You've served your country. Serve Walmart. Hey, welcome to Walmart. I love it when I walk in the store and they say, hey, welcome to the Dollar Tree. I say, hey, welcome to the Dollar Tree. Those people get paid for doing that. Although they're cashiers as well. They're on double duty. Greeters and a cashier. Then if they get backed up, they have to go stock. We have some people that need to learn these things. People need to learn these things. Description of a lazy person. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13. A description. We need to describe what a lazy person is. We all know what lazy people look like, right? Not necessarily. We don't really know because looks are sometimes deceiving. Because someone has dressed them up. Someone has set them up high so you don't really know that they're lazy. Someone has made them lazy. Someone has made them lazy. I'm so glad that from an early age, my grandmother put me to work. And every now and then, she'd give me a little bit of money. She'd say, boy, she'd say, you look here, baby, I'm not paying you. I'm just giving you a little something. I was sure hoping she would pay me. But it wasn't like that. The work got done. I was appreciative of what she gave me. She instilled discipline in me. She instilled work habits in me. And I appreciate that. But here, the description of lazy people. Proverbs chapter 26, and the verse is 13. The sluggard says, there's a line in the road. There's a line in the streets. And as the door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his head in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. Isn't that lazy? too lazy to eat. Food before you, too lazy to eat. There's a line in the street, but you're too lazy to move and get out of his way. Well, I'm going to tell you something. He won't be too lazy to slaughter you, to eat you. You know, somebody say, you know, he's after me and I don't know what to do. Run! Run! Don't be lazy. 16th verse. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Wiser. Tell you how to do everything, but yet he ain't going to do nothing. Man, you want me to tell you how to do that job? No, I want you to do that job. Can't do it. Can't do it. I can instruct you, but I can't do it. I've never done an honest day's work in my life. See, but I don't see myself as being lazy. I see myself as being a person to instruct others how to do things. You know, you have to be a good leader before you, a good follower before you can be a good leader. Officers in the military, I love it. I know that it's an officer. And they're in front of me, but yet they got their back to me. They're facing the other way, and I walk up behind them and I say it loud: "Lead follower, get out of the way." They turn around and look at me like they find out that I'm a lower rank than them. They look at me and say, "Hey, look, ma'am, look, sir. I didn't know what your rank was, but you was in my way." See, we have to be moving. We have to be moving, and if we're not moving, We're hindering someone else sometimes to move forward because we're in their way. A lazy person is full of excuses. And for y'all that do not know, a reason is just another word for excuse. Don't give me a reason. Don't say nothing. Just do what you're supposed to do and everything will be all right. Self-indulgent. No change. No change. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to talk about it. You need to do something. He hates work. He hates effort. He hates labor. It's hot out there. Yes, it's hot out there. You want an air-conditioned job? Go to Walmart again. Yes, it's hot. A lot of people don't like the sun. Others enjoy the sun. A lazy person, he'll just much rather live in a cool place and do nothing, sleep all day because he hates work. Monday comes quick, doesn't it? He's conceited. Cannot be taught anything. Why come he can't be taught anything? Because he's conceited. He knows everything. No one in this room knows everything. We can all learn from somebody else. The illustration, learn from the ant. Learn from the ant. You know, the bear, before he hibernates, he makes sure he fills himself up so that he don't have to be hungry, right? There are some people that would rather go to bed hungry and complain about being hungry than to get in the kitchen and fix something to eat. We need to do what's right. Proverbs 24, 32, 34. Proverbs 24, 32, 34. This word will never change. It's going to always be the same. When you talk about lazy people, you got scriptures that talk about them. God, you know, his wisdom. I know that there's going to be some lazy people in the world, so this needs to be written down to address them so that they may understand that they should not be lazy. Proverbs 24, verse 30. Proverbs 24, verse 30. I passed by a field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense. And behold, it was overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and his stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Isn't that a shame? When you walk or you drive by a field that you know that the harvest should have been taken in, but it hasn't been. It's just going to waste. The person was too lazy to get out there and pick that harvest, to do the things that were right, to provide for their families, to provide so that they would not have to ask anybody for anything. A little sleep, a sleep while things are wrong. A sleep while things are wrong. Not trying to change anything. Just sleep. Let me sleep just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. That's all I'm asking. instead of being fruitfulness. There's ruin, there's waste. There's that person that will not gain anything by laying there, but yet he will waste everything. He will waste everything. Poverty is on its way. Tomorrow, he's going to be begging because yesterday he didn't do what he was supposed to, and today he's asleep. He's asleep. If you're here and you have found today that you are a lazy person, what are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do to have a different outlook on life? Without putting God first, you're not going to benefit anything without putting God first. The Bible says this, reference to God's people. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Doesn't mean that you don't have to work. Doesn't mean that you don't have to go out there and harvest. What it means is this: if you are in need, God will make sure that you are provided for. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear. You don't have to worry about what you're going to drink. Doesn't mean that you're lazy because you don't have. It means that you are just in need and God is going to take care of you. But if you're lazy, you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. Today. If you're not a child of God, we want to encourage you to become a child of God. We want to encourage you to remember that Jesus came to this world in order to give his life for the sins of the world. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And it tells this in the belief part, that you make that confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That you have a change of mind, that you're ready to go into a different direction, not the direction of sin, but the direction of righteousness. It means that you're willing to confess that Jesus is the Son, repent of your ways, to be baptized in the watery grave of baptism, to rise, to walk a newness of life. The man that has stole, the Bible says, let him steal no longer. Let him get out there and work with his hands, that he might not may only provide for himself, but that he may be able to help out the next man. Don't say to help out a lazy man, but help out the next man. See, we have to know what our responsibility is to God and to others as we save ourselves. We have to know. So if you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you to become one on today. If you've strayed away from the fold, if you've found yourself to be lazy in the eyes of God, not man, but in the eyes of God, because again, by man's standard, you know, anybody in here can walk up to the next person and say, "You're lazy," just because they're not doing what you're doing. It doesn't make that person lazy. But if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then by all means, they're lazy and they need to be told that they're lazy. We ask that you come back to the fold, that you repent of your sins, that you confess your faults to God. If you have to go to somebody and get it right, go to them and get it right. Come back to God. He's waiting. He's long-suffering. He's patient with us. He doesn't want anybody to be lost, but he wants men everywhere to be saved. That is our God. Don't say, "Well, God, I just can't do it," or, "God, I'm working on it." That's a cop-out. "I'm working on it." Quit working on it and do it. Can't do it by yourself. Cannot do it by yourself. You need God in your life. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.